And so it does seem like there is a certain amount of skepticism out there that more money will solve some of the problems that these educators are talking about. So I thought it would be a good idea to go to somebody who has researched these issues in the past to get some strong, rigorous research foundation for this conversation. So just help our listeners out. Give us an idea of what does the research say in terms of how much money helps education.
So the research in this area, especially the recent research using more modern and rigorous methods, is pretty clear that increasing school spending leads to increases in student outcomes. And this is student outcomes in terms of test scores and achievement, graduation rates, college attendance, and eventual adult earnings as well.
And that must be a pretty tricky thing to tease apart because education is such a complicated thing. You have so many different kinds of students going in and, you know, obviously we're going to be spending more on the areas that need more. So that might look like a lot of extra money is going to these places where attainment rates are relatively low.
I think that's right. And the way we've been able to tease this out, both in the studies that I've been a part of and in other studies as well, is to use variation or just to use the change in spending around the recent school finance reforms that have happened in over half of the states across the country. And these reforms allocated large amounts of money targeted typically to low-income school districts, and we're able to use the timing of these reforms, which were typically done in response to a court order to look at the effect on student outcomes. And so around the timing of this influx of money, we see that the districts that received this extra spending see gradual increases in student achievement, and then kind of later on in life actually see improvements in their eventual adult earnings and educational attainment.
Mm. Now, this might be kind of a bonehead question, but what do we think this money is doing exactly? How is this money being turned into students doing better?
So the money typically goes, I mean, most of what schools spend on is staffing. And that's what we find in a lot of these studies, is that these school districts that got these influxes were using the additional funding to fund increases in teacher salaries or decreases in class size, increases in support staff, such as counselors or nurses or other kind of pupil services. There was also a lot of money, and especially in some of these reforms, that was allocated directly to improving the conditions of school buildings and school facilities.
So you're saying that it's going into the classroom, into school facilities. Is that the best place for it to be going? I mean, do we know what is the best way to spend money on improving actual outcomes?
I think the research on this is more mixed, and there's not a definitive kind of optimal allocation of school resources insofar as it, you know, the different categories we can spend it on. There is some clear and compelling evidence that reducing class sizes leads to student improvements and is one way to generate these gains that we're looking for. Although there's also kind of there's other research that suggests that classroom supports, school buildings and other types of investments are also effective. And I think here it's important to point out that the specific needs of each school district could be very different. And so what one school district may need or may want to use additional funding for could look very different from a district in another context.
So as this policy debate kicks into high gear and we really need to start making clear decisions about how we're going to spend our limited resources, what do you hope that the folks making these decisions would take away from the research that you yourself have done and the research that is coming out of your field?
The research is pretty clear on the fact that spending additional money in schools, and especially schools that have been under-resourced and are typically serve lower-income students, can be productive and a productive means of improving student outcomes across a variety of outcomes that we care about. I think it's always difficult when we're talking about how to increase this funding and where that money is going to come from, and that's a political decision that needs to be made and, you know, made at the hands of both our legislators and voters. But I hope, you know, that we keep in mind that these are actually potentially productive investments that may pay off potentially many times over down the road if we believe that these gains can be continued to be accrued.
So as a researcher, where would you say the debate is at this point? I mean, as far as the research is concerned, is this still an open question or is it mostly closed?
The debate with respect to whether money matters is closed or closing quickly. I think the debate as to what circumstances money matters the most in and what's the most efficient use of our money is definitely still ongoing. And that's something that will probably never be resolved. I mean, we'll always want to try to spend our money in a more effective and efficient way. But insofar as it, you know, is there an effect of spending more money on schools? I think the answer is pretty clear. Yes. I think the difficult question is then what should we be spending that money on and where do we get the most bang for our buck?
All right. Well, we're going to let that be the closing point. Julian LaFortune is a research fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California. Julian, thank you so much for joining in.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you for having me.